Welcome to Rebloom, a podcast that serves women who want to fully discover themselves, the women who are willing to go out on the skinny branch and grow and become all of who they are meant to be. I am your host, Tiffany Haugrud, and as a mom of three with 20 years of experience building businesses globally alongside raising a family, I have a lot to share with you. My biggest source of inspiration for this podcast was a realization I had when I was resisting life changes. Once I surrendered and accepted the changes, these words came to me. It's not a midlife crisis. It's a midlife awakening. On this podcast, you will hear valuable life, leadership, and entrepreneurial lessons that I have learned over the past 24 years being a mother, leader, and entrepreneur. I will also share with you more about my midlife awakening and how you can rebloom and pivot when it's time so that you can live in alignment with your true self. Prepare your heart for self-discovery and self-actualization that will create expansion and growth that will lead you to living your purpose-filled life. Thank you for being here. You can also find me on your favorite social media platforms by searching my name, Tiffany Haugrud. Hi friends, welcome to Rebloom. I am your host, Tiffany Haugrud, and today I have a lot to share with you centered around finding your joy. Finding your joy is a deeply personal journey that often involves self-discovery, self-awareness, gratitude, and fully embracing and recognizing all of life's special moments instead of just living and letting those special moments pass you by. Finding your joy begins by truly understanding what brings fulfillment and happiness to your unique and beautiful self. Over this past year, I have been on a journey of self-discovery and finding my joy. All that I've known for these past 24 years of my life was the role of being a mom. And although that role brought me a lot of joy and I knew that it would continue to bring me joy for the rest of my life, I also knew that I was starting a new life chapter and it was time for me to discover who I was and what else made my heart happy. The first step on my journey was to create a positive mindset for myself. We've all heard the saying, your cup can either be half full or your cup can be half empty. It depends on how you look at it. And I am here to share with you that when you change the way you look at things, the things you look at will change. Happiness is a choice, and having an attitude of gratitude will naturally cultivate more joy in your life. On my journey, I also discovered that the little things in your life, they are really the big things. The little things are what truly bring the most joy. If you are lacking joy in your life right now, a great exercise for you to do would be to write down a list of all of the little things in your life that make your heart happy. Here are just a few personal examples to help you get started. Number one, I love waking up before anyone else is up in my home. And I love choosing a special coffee mug every single morning from my cupboard. I have mugs from all of the places that I have traveled to over the years, and I always choose a mug based on what I am thinking about or how I am feeling in that moment. Another example, I love to run. It is one of the most favorite parts of my day. Listening to my music and moving my body. And the last example I'm going to share, I love having a glass of wine by the fire with my husband or with some really great friends having really great conversations. These are just a few of my personal examples of the little things that bring me so much joy. I encourage you to take some time to write down a list of things of what bring you joy and then do more of those things. The second step on my personal joy journey was digging deep and dreaming big again. At this time in my life, I felt like I had accomplished everything that I had set out to accomplish for in my life. I had a beautiful marriage, 3 awesome kids, a career that I loved, wonderful friends, a safe home, a dog for a best friend. Really, what more could I ask for? But instead of feeling happy and joyful at this time in my life, I actually felt quite empty. I realized that instead of chasing big goals, it was time for me to create joy by identifying a list of experiences that I wanted to have in my life. Experiences that I could focus on and work towards that would bring more fun and more adventure into my life. This was a new chapter for me, and I honestly didn't even know what the definition of fun or adventure was for me as Tiffany. I only knew what fun and adventure was as mom. So I got to work. I sat in silence. I reflected a lot. I wrote in my journal. And with time, I discovered the feeling of excitement again. I was excited to focus on and work towards these experiences that I had written down. And when you feel excited, your energy changes. A shift happens. You feel lighter and you can truly create anything that you want for your life. And lastly, on my personal joy journey, I had another realization. And that realization was that life is short. There is no promise for tomorrow. So surround yourself with people that you love deeply and that love you deeply. Happiness and joy are not found in materialistic things. They are found in authentic connections, meaningful experiences, having a sense of purpose, and appreciating the beauty in everyday moments. And every day that we have is a gift. It's a gift filled with opportunities to share that joy and happiness, to make a positive impact, and create a beautiful and gorgeous legacy to be carried on. I am so grateful for my life, and I am so grateful for all of you that are a part of it. I encourage you to let the ones you love know how much you love them. Live your life with no regrets. Do what makes your heart happy and find your joy in your journey. Thank you for being here. If you are interested in learning more about my private and group certified and life coaching offerings, please find me on Instagram or Facebook by simply searching my name, Tiffany Haugrud, and send me a message. Or email me at itstiffanyhaugrud@gmail.com. I am looking forward to hearing from you. Now, friends, enjoy the rest of your day. Thank you so much for taking the time to be here. If you would be so kind to leave a 5-star review so that other women can hear about this podcast, Rebloom, that would mean so much to me. You can also find me on your favorite social media platforms by searching my name, Tiffany Haugrud. Now, friends, fully enjoy the rest of your day.